Thank you very much, Coordinator. As this is the first time my delegation is taking the floor, I would like to extend my thanks to you, the panelists, and also to the President Designate of the meeting for having prepared the session. I would like to thank the panelists in particular for their presentations as well. I'd like to make a few comments on this particular subject. Colombia has faced the presence of improvised anti-personnel devices planted randomly with no records for some time. This makes detection difficult because there are some areas which could have just one mine, but in other places there is a dense concentration of these kind of devices. The improvised manufacture and the presence of metal components in these devices makes it difficult to detect where they have been planted. The manufacturing processes in Colombia vary greatly from one region to another because of local conditions. The manufacturing of improvised anti-personnel devices is undertaken by non-state actors using polyproline, polychlorovinyl, polyethylene, and other substances for the containers. They also try to obtain alkaloids through using wooden boxes. They use pressure to release electric charges. Sometimes farming products with a high nitrate content is used. They are refined and then they're used as the basis for creating TNT and pentalita and Indugel and RDX, amongst others. In Colombia, improvised explosive devices have generally been associated with protecting illegal economic activities. As I've already mentioned, they're used by illegal armed groups. The regular army has destroyed all its stockpiles of these devices when it signed the convention on these kind of weapons. These improvised explosive devices are buried at different depths, normally 50 centimeters to 1 meter below the surface. This range of depths is linked to the expertise of those using them in the illegal armed groups and their specific aims of attacking the state entities trying to eradicate illegal crops or trying to stop illegal mining activities. The strategies of burying the devices at different depths is to make it difficult to detect them and dispose of them. This makes it very difficult for the operating teams of the public entities to go about their task. And for Colombia, it's of the utmost importance that this subject be closely monitored and continuously monitored by the high contracting parties to amended Protocol 2 and under the auspices of other multilateral disarmament instruments. That's all for now. Thank you very much.